Hey guys, my name is Amy Coonan, and I am a millennial on a mission to eat, clean, cook, dress, and live more sustainably. It's because of that that I'm also the host of The Town Hall, Rubicon's first and only podcast where we share sustainability stories from the industry's influencers and the biggest brands. Jam-packed with tips, tricks, and need-to-know info for those that want to do better for the planet but may not know where to start. We are covering it all. Last year, we spoke to some incredible people who are doing some incredible things for our planet. The executive director of the Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation, the CEO of Seven Generation Cleaning Products, and one of the brains behind environmental sustainability in the NBA. This season, we're kicking it up a notch. Don't forget to download and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or iHeartRadio so that you don't miss a minute. And if you can't catch us on your commute or you don't download directly, don't stress. You can check out our website at rubicon.com/townhallpodcast for recaps, reviews, and all things Town Hall. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Town Hall. I'm very excited to do one of our micro pods. You may remember them from last year, which is really just having internal stakeholders do a pulse check on different Rubicon activities and things that are going on in the company. And you may recognize my guest. I think this is his third time on, his three-peat, Rubicon CSO, Michael Allegretti. And today we're going to be talking about a very cool opportunity, and it's truly out of this world, and you'll get that joke in a couple minutes. But Michael, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be on, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so we are here today to quickly talk about Rubicon's Project Clear Constellation competition. You know, a little bit of background, since the mission of Rubicon is to end waste, no one said that that needed to just be on Earth. So Clear Constellation is a competition that's going to help remove space debris. But before we get into potential solutions, let's rewind and talk a little bit about the problem. What is space debris?
Well, it's a massive, massive problem floating over our heads in outer space. And to put a finer point on it, our founder and CEO, Nate Morris, had this visionary idea. And he said, well, gosh, you know, we need to come up with ideas to clean the entire galaxy. And how better to do that than through this competition? And at first, when he mentioned this, many of us said, well, gosh, you know, how big is this problem? And he had done so much research on it and shared with us. And what we've learned is there are hundreds of thousands of pieces of debris orbiting the world. And they come from many places. They come from space exploration. They come from commercial space flight. And they come from the tens of thousands of satellites that are up in outer space on which we rely for communications and business and so much of our daily lives. And they're discarded elements. They're things that simply do not come back down to Earth and essentially exist up in outer space into perpetuity. Some of them are big, and big is 10 or more centimeters. And some of them are small, and small is less than 10 centimeters. And you might say, well, gosh, that doesn't matter, something so small. But you have to remember how fast they're traveling in outer space. So they become these projectiles that could essentially cause great harm to so many things, be it the men and women on space missions, be it the satellites on which we rely, and so many other things. So the need to clean the galaxy is tantamount and urgent.
So what's being done about it now?
Well, NASA and the European Space Agency are certainly thinking about it a lot and researching it a lot. There are private companies that are also thinking about it. There's one in particular called Astroscale out of Japan that has the, to my knowledge, the only commercial application to try and clean up orbital space debris using giant magnets to attract this stuff and then package it and get it back down to Earth. But there's a lot of thought, a lot of research going into it. But those winning ideas, apart from what Astroscale is doing, are still needing to be developed.
So that's kind of where we come in, right? Like this competition, let's talk a bit about it. Colleges and universities across the U.S. have been invited to submit design concepts for solutions. And we as Rubicon, we've never ventured into this before. You know, how did the competition come to be? You were talking a little bit about Nate and his research, but if you had to define it, what is the Project Clear Constellation? Why?
Well, I think, you know, we talk a lot as a company and as business leaders about ESG, environmental, social, and governance standards. We talk about corporate leadership. And at Rubicon, we're really trying to redefine or expand the scope of what it means to be an ESG leader. And in our mind, part of that is being a thought leader and going beyond your day-to-day core business to be a not a good, but a great corporate citizen. And so how does one become a great corporate citizen? It's more than, you know, a company donating to a cause or volunteering at a certain place. I think it's a big part of corporate citizenship is creating a commons, creating a place where great minds can come together with the assistance of the company or the organizing of the company to think freely and to come up with these ideas. So Project Clear Constellation is in many ways just that. It's something we have put out into the marketplace. There's a cash prize of $100,000. And we've said to all students at accredited U.S., well, actually beyond U.S., to really any accredited college or university, come to us and let us know your ideas. But when I say come to us, it's not Rubicon. We've assembled a team of arguably the most brilliant minds in the world on this issue to look at those submissions and see which ideas really bubble up to the top.
So talk to me a bit about the judges panel. How do you think all of their collective experiences will help crown a winner? Who's on the panel?
It's an exceptional group of individuals. So it spans academia, the nonprofit and public policy space, and the for-profit. So I mentioned the company Astroscale. So Nobu Akadu is the founder and CEO of that Japanese company, as well as Rick Ambrose, executive vice president of Lockheed Martin Space. They are both members of the panel. And both of these individuals can obviously contribute quite a bit, but they come to it with the understanding of what it takes to run commercially viable businesses and an understanding, of course, of the domain in which we are aspiring to work, and that's outer space. On the academic side and the science side, two amazing leaders, Dr. Jonathan McDowell, who's an astrophysicist at Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics, and recently, a few months ago, when there was great concern about a Chinese satellite being collided into by orbital space debris, Dr. McDowell was all over cable and network news articulating the problem and trying to help folks understand what was happening and what could be done. And then Dr. Marla Gaya, professor of astronomy and physics at Yale. So you have two immense leaders from Harvard and Yale, two of this nation's top academic institutions on this panel as well. And then finally, from the kind of public policy angle, a remarkable individual in former Congressman Mike Rogers. He was chair of the National Security Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives, but now he chairs the Center for the Study of the Presidency and Congress's Security Space Program. And why I think he's such an important member of this panel, government will obviously play some role along with the private sector in tackling this issue, but he also approaches it from a national security perspective. If you think about discarded satellites or various space mission vehicles that are in outer space, there's obviously a national security element to that as well, as each of our countries have certain secrets and things that we want to keep within our borders. And then finally, our CEO and founder, Nate Morris, will be on the panel as well.
It's a really tall order for these students. I mean, you know, presenting these concepts in front of like that action-packed judges panel. So how can teams register to participate? What's the contest timeline a little bit? When will we crown our Clear Constellation winner?
So the competition runs for a year. Registration is currently open. We have, I believe, about 35 or 40 colleges and universities that have already signed on and are in the midst of forming their team. Simply go to clearconstellation.com/register. We tried to make this very easy, and you can submit your name and your school. Teams can be up to 5 students, and we strongly encourage any team, whether it's a single individual or a team of up to 5 students, to have a faculty advisor join them as well. And that faculty advisor is considered a 6th person, so he or she does not count against your total. Any major The student does not have to have a major in, say, astrophysics to do this. So any major can apply. And multiple teams from the same school can also apply. It's open to graduate students and undergraduate students. And I will say that the judging panel will take really four key things into consideration in equal weighting: the originality of the idea, the creativity around the idea, the feasibility of the idea, and finally, the relevance of the idea. But undergrads and graduate students will be, I don't want to say evaluated with a different bar, but where they are in their educational journey will also be taken into consideration. So we have a truly fair competition.
And it is simply a design competition, right? They don't have to build these prototypes.
That's correct. It's a design competition. No prototype is necessary. If a group of law students wanted to submit something that tried to articulate a legal framework around how we as a society dispose of space debris, that would be a credible and acceptable submission. So we have kept this wide open because with a problem this big, we need solutions equally as large.
Okay, Michael, I did still want to wrap up in our traditional rapid fire style. This one's going to be a little different and a little themed, kind of like you're in space. So you ready?
I'm strapped in.
All right, let's go. If you could bring one personal item with you to outer space, what would you bring?
Oh, wow. I would bring my iPhone so I could listen to music.
My next question, what song or band would you play over and over again in space and not get sick of?
The Beatles.
What meal would you want to dehydrate so you could take it with you?
It wouldn't taste as good, but it would be my mom's Sunday sauce, so pasta with meatballs and sausages and all that good stuff.
What planet would you like to visit the most?
I don't know enough about the planets, like what would happen to me when I got there. So I'm going to say Mars, because I feel like I could make it on Mars.
You get to send one message to Earth a day. Who are you contacting?
Well, my wife and my children.
Good. Okay. What book are you bringing with you?
I might bring The Catcher in the Rye, just because, I don't know, I feel like that's what you do when you're alone in outer space. You read a book like that.
What's one thing on Earth that you do daily to ward off waste when you can?
Terrestrial waste?
No.
You're saying like
Earth waste.
Space. Like regular waste.
Yeah.
Okay. A pretty obvious one, just using a reusable water bottle.
And lastly, what kind of things are you looking forward to seeing come out of the Clear Constellation competition?
Well, I'm looking forward to two things. I'm looking forward to seeing the actual submissions and these incredible ideas that the best and brightest minds in our country put on paper. But equally, I'm looking forward to the community and the network that we are helping to build through this competition. The hundreds, if not thousands, of students and faculty leaders and industry leaders who will come together and kind of create this cohort that not just through this competition, but in years to come, can remain intact and work on this issue in a cohesive way. I think that is incredibly exciting.
Thank you so much for doing your third micropod with me. I mean, they're really fun and they're a very good way to get the word out about stuff that we're doing, specifically this time, Project Clear Constellation. We have a lot going on as it relates to the final frontier and this competition in general. We've already plugged earlier in the episode where people could find out more information. Go to, Michael, would you like to plug it again?
I'll plug it again, clearconstellation.com or clearconstellation.com/register.
And you can find out a lot more about the competition, registration, and stay informed of Clear Constellation updates. Michael, thank you so much.
Amazing.